Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Wednesday Night Net. Your net control station is WKWG. My name is Gail, and I'm located in Upper Arlington, Ohio. This net meets each Wednesday night, Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County Aries business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. Please mark your calendars. Our next meeting will be October 16th. And it's at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. Meeting time will be at 7:30 p.m. Calling the Franklin County Aries Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. And when checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 hertz is required to access this repeater system. This time, I'll take any check-ins from any stations having either emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call W8KWG. And I will now take check-ins from stations that have Franklin County Aries business announcements and our ARRL bulletins for this evening's net. Please call W8KWG.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
Kilo Delta 8, India Bravo, Kevin.
K8RLC, good evening, Cal. How many announcements you have?
Oh, let's call it two.
And Kevin, KD8IIB, your usual one?
Affirmative, KD8IIB.
Okay, any other stations with announcements and our ARRL bulletins, please call now.
November 8, Yankee Mike Tango.
November 8, Yankee Mike Tango, Jay. One announcement for you.
Affirm.
Okay, I got you in as well. Okay, alrighty, any others before we continue? I will now take check-ins using quadrants divided by Interstate 70 and Interstate 71. Please call in groups of three to four at a time. First, we're going to do the Northeast Quadrant. Northeast Quadrant, any stations?
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Tango Papa, John.
November 8, Papa Victor Charlie, John.
Chris.
Kilo 8, Lima Echo, K8LE, Andy.
November 8, KD8RPT, John. Thank you for checking in. 88PVC, John. Thanks for checking in. And Andy, K8LE. Thank you both. Thank you, all three of you, for checking in. Any more from the Northeast Quadrant, please call now.
KE8MVN, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Victor, November, Terry.
Okay, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Victor, November. Terry, thank you for checking in this evening for our ArriesNet. All right, any others wishing to check in, Northeast? Southeast. Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, KD 8, SYT, Lynn.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, KB 8, YVI, Phil.
Kilo Bravo 2, Kilo Alpha Charlie, KB 2, KAC, Kristen.
Whiskey 3, Charlie Alpha November, W3, CAN, Jim.
Kilo Delta 8, Papa Hotel Golf, Richard, Mobile.
Okay, we've got KD8SYT, Lynn, thank you for checking in this evening. KB8YVI, thank you for checking in, Phil. KB2KAC, thanks for checking in, Kristen. W3CAN, thank you for checking in, Jim. And KD8PHG, Richard, thank you for checking in. You have a little bit of picket fence. You're breaking up a little bit on in your last transmission there, Richard. So I've still got you in. Any others from from the Southeast Quadrant?
Echo 8, Alpha November Whiskey, Mobile, Southeast.
Catch in, Brian, KE8ANW. Your audio is a little down, but I was able to copy you, so thank you for checking in. All right, any other additional stations from Southeast? Southwest.
November 8, Romeo Foxtrot Yankee, Calvin.
I think you said Southwest. W8RWR, Bob.
Yeah. All right, any others from the Southwest?
W8RWR, Bob.
KD8WQY, Denny.
Hey, thank you for checking in this evening. I got you in. Any others from the Southwest?
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey Romeo, Bob.
W8RWR, thank you for checking in. All right, how about Northwest?
Hello, Gail. This is November 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot, N8VJF, Mark.
Kilo 8, Oscar Victor Papa Frank. Also would like to talk a bit about the crop walk.
Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Julia X-Ray, KE8, KJX, Dan.
Okay. WJS. Thanks for checking in, Mark. K8OVP, I got you checked in. And KJX, Dan, thank you for checking in. Any others from the Northwest?
Let me check in NSCY, Gail. She'll be in the car in a minute. K8OVP.
I got N8SCY checked in. All right, last call for any stations in the Northwest Quadrant. I'm calling any stations inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check in to the Franklin County Aries Net Wednesday Night Net. Please call WAKWG.
This is Alpha Bravo 8 Mike Whiskey, ABMW Mike.
I got AB8MW Mike. Thank you for checking in. Whiskey 8 Zulu Alpha Romeo. Vic, I got you checked in, but you broke up there, but I was able to get you, though. Okay, any other stations inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check in, please call W8KWG. Again, you do not need to be a member to participate. At this time, I'll go back to those stations. But before I do, I'm going to pause for station identification. This is W8KWG, and this is the Franklin County Aries Wednesday Night Net. At this time, I'll go back to those stations having FC and Aries announcements. I'll begin with K8OVP. Go ahead, Frank.
All right, we've got a pretty good crew. If KE8DWX Council will have the same crew we had last year, might have another person if somebody would want to. This would be Sunday starting about noon down at the downtown, the former Whittier Park. It's the Crop Walk, their 50th anniversary one, and probably be about three hours. So we'll be listening in case somebody would like to check in or sign up. K8OVP.
Hey, thank you very much, Frank, for that announcement. And, are there any questions, comments regarding this event? Next will be Cal, KA8RLC. Go ahead, Gal.
Gail, good evening to the net. This is KA8RLC. As K
Gail mentioned earlier, next week on the 16th is our in-person meeting, which of course will be devoted to Marathon, which I'll get to in a minute. Frank just mentioned Crop Walk. I'm glad things are going there. After next weekend with Marathon, the following weekend on Friday night, we have Light Tonight for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. It's a Friday night thing, and it should be a good one there. And then the next Saturday morning on the 26th is the Pumpkin Run. For both of those, we'll worry about them next week at the in-person for getting more details on that. Right now, I just want to emphasize for a marathon, we've got like 25 people signed up. I would like to have 40, so please, 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 if you have not already signed up. Monday, to be able to get signed up on there, be registered to get T-shirts and any other goodies that they decide to give us this year. So please get that. .com/CoreS, and that'll put the right location to get signed up. If anybody has any problems or questions, let me know.
Hey, I don't know if it's the repeater or what, but a lot of people breaking in and out. Any questions or comments regarding the marathon?
Dale, you just keyed right over him, too. Cal, I don't know if you copied that. You were breaking in and out.
I have a feeling I need to buy a new microphone. The thing, marathon, get registered. The links are on our website, and go from there. Please get registered for it. I need around 15 more people, K-A-8-R-L-C.
RFY with a question.
Go ahead, sir.
Cal, did you get my registration? I did attempt to register for the marathon.
I didn't catch the call. Remind me who this is. I don't recognize the voice right now.
Sorry about that, Cal. My name is Calvin. My call sign is N8RFY, and I guess the best, a better way to phrase that question is, can you confirm that you got my registration? Because I definitely want to participate.
Yeah, Calvin. Calvin Long, you are on the website for the marathon. That's the one that counts.
I thank you, sir. Looking forward to meeting you guys.
With nothing else, Gail, I'll get back to you. K-8-R-L-C.
Hey, Cal, sorry I walked all over you that one time. Sorry about that. But thank you very much for those announcements about the marathon and things. Okay, let's see. KD8IIB, Kevin, I know you got some announcements for us.
That's correct, Dale. My usual reminders for upcoming Wednesday night Nets. Next week, as several people have mentioned, is our in-person meeting. October 23rd, Cal, who takes it every year after Marathon. October 30th, W3CAN, Jim. The week after that, November 6th, KB2KAC, his better half, Kristen. November 13th, N8VJF, Mark. And then November 20th will be our in-person for November. With that, back to net. KD8IIB.
Hey, boy. Yep, and the 27th, that'll be the week of Thanksgiving. So, boy, I'm telling you, it's creeping up on us. All right, this is WAKWG. Let's see, N8YMT, go ahead with your announcement, please.
All right, thanks, Gail. This is N8YMT.
I just want to throw this out there. It may not be specifically Aries, but it probably would benefit Aries. Starting after the end of, or at the end of this month, we have now acquired, for those that are digital apted, we have now acquired and are going to begin the installation of a network DMR repeater in Columbus. So we will have another DMR, high-profile DMR repeater for Columbus coming. We're starting to put it together at the end of this month. For those that aren't DMR and digital-minded or just want to get into it, we're going to be having that set up. It will be network-connected, so you'll be able to get into a lot of different things. I'll send it back to you, NAYMT.
Okay. Any comments, queries?
IB.
IB, go ahead.
What the, who are you going to be hooked into, Jay Brandmeister?
Yes, sir.
I was hoping so. Okay, thanks. KD8IB.
Actually, if I can add addition real quick. Those that are listening, Kevin, John, anybody out there, you guys have my email. If you would, or if you think of it, we're kind of putting a survey together, if you will, of what kind of setup we want to do. I know we're going to have the Ohio statewide weather in there, a few other prominent ones, but I definitely want to get a gauge on what folks would like to have in there, and we'll play it by that, so... I will send it back to you now. NAYMT.
Okay, so when that when that happens, we'll go ahead and send everything to you. And so, okay, this is WAKWG, and this is the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Wednesday Night Net. And let's see here. At this time, we'll go back to those stations. Well, there are no stations on that. At this time, we'll take check-ins from any stations which may have been missed earlier. Please call W8KWG. Any stations that have been missed earlier.
What the fuck, bitch?
This is Kilo. Echo, Kilo, 8, Mike, Tango, Juliet.
K8MTJ, is that Jacob?
No, my name is Kaylin. Charlie, Alpha, Lima, India, November.
I'm sorry, Kaylin. Sorry about that. Okay, I got you. Alrighty. Thank you for checking in this net for the net this evening. Let's see here. Any other stations that might have been missed earlier, please call W8KWG.
Gail, you sound hungry.
So there are no events. What about SCT? Does anybody have anything, any questions or comments about SCT this past week?
No one gives a shit, Gail.
Talking about any of the stations on the frequency, wanting to know about the set. Have there been any participants? And what would they like to give a recap on this one?
No one gives a shit.
no one else is picking up the mic there, I can give a few comments there. B-A-P-H-G.
Fuck your comments.
Hey, Rick, go ahead.
So, for those that don't know, this past weekend was a simulated emergency test, or SET, and we had very good participation throughout the state. So far, we've had about, I'd say about half of the counties that actually have active ARES groups already reported back in on their activities. As far as the HF nets, both voice and the digital nets were very active, and we were very, very happy to see that at the state EOC. Stan has been getting more reports in through the rest of the week here, I know, and it's been very good. So hopefully everyone who participated got something out of it and was able to benefit from some of the activities we had planned. But of course, each county had a little bit of freedom to tailor things their own way. So hopefully that gives you a little insight from the state level. I don't know if John PVC wants to say anything about activities specifically here in Franklin County. But with that, I'll hand it back to you, Gail. KD8PHG.
Oh, Gail's hungry.
Okay, N8PVC, do you have any comments?
Gail is large.
Hi, Gail. Yes, we did some digital voice mode testing within Franklin County, mostly using P25 and analog. There were no places actually where we had any problems from an HT to either of the P25 repeaters that ARES has. So that worked out really well. We're looking for an event sometime here in the near future that's kind of small and would like to go ahead and use P25 and see how that works out for an event. This is N8PBC.
Sounds pretty good in things. Any comments regarding this?
W3CAN with a quick question.
Jim?
Yeah, just curious about what the P25 presence as far as spectrum coverage is for repeaters in the area.
Jim, we have UHF and VHF machines on P25. Both of the ARES machines that we use will work P25 or analog. There's a couple other machines in the county that work the same way as well. So you can go out on the web and identify the repeaters that are dual mode like that. Got any other questions, Jim?
No, that's fabulously helpful. I will also be reevaluating the P25 capabilities of Motorola sitting around my house. Thank you very much. Sure. The P3CAN clear.
N8PVC.
This is the Central Ohio Amateur Radio Emergency Services Wednesday Night Net. This is WAKWG. And are there any stations having any additional business and or discussion topics for the net? If so, please call WAKWG.
Gail is large. Gail sounds hungry.
or the Franklin County Aries Wednesday night net at this time. Please call WAKWG.
Gail, I need a sandwich.
I'm now closing this session of the Franklin County Aries Wednesday Night Net. Thanks to those who brought announcements and bulletins. Thanks to those who volunteered for public service events. This is W8KWG, returning the repeater to normal amateur radio operation. Again, W8KWG saying 73 and clear.
Oh, Gail worked up an appetite on that one.
All right, Gail, I got 24 check-ins, 32 minutes, if that agrees.
W8KWG.
Okay, thanks, Gail. 88IID.
And I'll send you a net report tonight, so take care, Kevin. 88IIB from W8KWG.